Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7. The Ticket. If you're craving something warm, sweet, and unforgettable, Insomnia Cookies as you covered. Whether you're hosting a party, planning an event, or getting ready for the holidays, Insomnia Cookies delivers fresh baked goodness right when you need it. Treat your guests to warm, melty classics, deluxe cookies, and even ice cream cookie sandwiches. One of my personal favorites. Just throwing that out there. Perfect for office celebrations, holiday getaways, holiday get-togethers, birthday parties, and you name it. Order ahead or get it delivered. Make your next event a little sweeter with Insomnia Cookies located in downtown Lincoln at 16th and a Q. I just saw something. I haven't verified it yet because I just saw it. Apparently, Notre Dame's whining, complaining, and moaning got them a guarantee that if they're ranked in the top 12 next year, they'll automatically be in the college football playoff. What a bunch of crap. All right. So let's make that rule for one team and nobody else. If that is true, well,
to be
ahead.
Fair, this rule was already agreed to before this happened. But yeah. Also, conference champions.
But they're number 11 and they're not in.
Well, I mean, for next year.
Oh, it is already
they
starting
already
next
agreed
year.
To this before next year. And next year, starting as well, the Power Four conference champions will get in. So Duke this year would be in.
Oh, God, that's even worse. James Madison or Duke, who should be in? Like, who just should be in? Because we had to pick between the two.
Duke won. They beat Virginia. Virginia, you thought, could be in if they won. Why not Duke?
Well, because Virginia would have been 11-2 in the top 15.
Well, they're not as good as Duke.
Is Duke? Well, they are they even in the top 50? All right. So let's look at it from Notre Dame's perspective. Well, all right. First of all, bowl games. 10 teams that we know of have opted out. They're fining teams $500,000. Notre Dame opted out and cried because, well, we didn't get in the playoffs, so we're taking our ball and going home. BYU, you know, they get curb stop, mollywop to backed out of the playoff. Alabama gets curb stop, mollywop gets to stay in, SEC. But BYU is still going to play for something called the Pop-Tart Bowl. And other teams are still going to play. But here's the deal. Look at Notre Dame specifically. And if you, like with the bowl games, if you keep having more and more, eventually people aren't going to care. And then you start making it all about the playoff. Like, as much crap as I'm giving Notre Dame, it's mostly because they need to join a conference and I'm tired of them thinking they're better than everybody else. The fact is, I really don't even blame Notre Dame for not caring about bowl games because, first of all, they're not the only one. They're just doing it because they didn't get in the playoff. A day was going to come where bowl games were going to be so irrelevant nobody cared because you keep having too many to begin with. You dilute the importance of each individual one. Then you create the playoff. Then you allow a million teams in the playoff, which will eventually going to be two. And this was eventually just going to happen. They're just the biggest name that right now is getting the attention because of the way it's happening. But let's look at Notre Dame. Should they be in over number one Indiana, Jake?
No.
In the playoff?
No.
Absolutely. Ohio State?
No.
Georgia?
No.
Texas Tech?
No.
Okay, there's your top four. Shouldn't be in the top four. Oregon?
No.
Ole Miss?
No.
Texas A&M?
No.
All have one loss, so no. All right. Oklahoma, 10-2, just like Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. More difficult schedule for Oklahoma.
Not even close. Like, my Lord. I said before the season, if Florida, which they did not come close to this, or Oklahoma gets in with, should get in with three losses. The schedule, I'm not going to go through all the names again. It's like the Green Bay Packers, Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots. That was basically the teams on their schedule. If they can get to 9-3, they should be in. They're 10-2. They're in. All right, Alabama. This is an interesting conversation. They were not going to get knocked out because they were actually the number one seed going into the SEC championship game due to all the tiebreakers. It was Georgia was the two seed. Alabama was the one seed. And they're not going to punish a team for going to the SEC championship game. They could have lost by a million. And I'm not saying the way it should be. No. I'm not saying the way it should be. I'm saying the way it is. They weren't going to kick them out. So you know Alabama's in, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the top five as of this year, right here, right now, there's no special top 12 rule for Notre Dame. There's no automatic Power Four conference champ would have put Timbuktu, a.k.a. Duke, the ACC champs. They're not Timbuktu. That's just disrespectful. But when you have five losses, you shouldn't be in. I'm sorry. Like, make a better conference or something. Or, I don't know, take the top two highest rated teams, which would have pitted Miami and Virginia. How about we fix the stupid tiebreakers? I have no thoughts or opinion on this at all. By the way, Texas, I'm just going to jump to Gag Me U. They're going back to Gag Me U again. They're like 9-3. You lose by a billion to the aforementioned Florida team. Is Florida even going to a bowl game? They're so bad, we don't even know because we don't care. You get stomped by a billion. You lose three games. You lose one of them to Florida, who's not that good this year, and you want to whine and complain, we beat top three top 10 teams, and we actually played a good team in the non-conference. We should be rewarded. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be ahead of Vanderbilt, who is 10-2, but they beat Vanderbilt. So the head-to-head matters when the committee feels like it. Because now, all of a sudden, Miami beating Notre Dame, now it matters, but not for the past 6 weeks. Yes?
Apparently, that's why they wrote it out, yeah.
You know, they literally said, when they announced and talked about the final college football playoffs, we hadn't really evaluated Miami and Notre Dame's head-to-head until now. Oh. Well, like, okay, because that makes sense. All right. Who's number 15? Just for kicks and grins. I want to see who's number 15. Maybe they should petition Donald Trump, too. Can you see who's 15? My screen won't go down.
Yeah, let me see.
Who is it?
My screen's loading.
That's okay. Let me know when you get there. So we know who 1 through 9. Alabama's 9.
Ah, number 15 is our old buddy Utah.
Ooh. Maybe Utah should be in over Notre Dame. We're not going to go down that road. All right. Utah got killed by BYU. And then they got killed by Texas Tech. Like, the two losses, they were destroyed. So pretty much put Nebraska as a 3-point, like a 30-point favorite right now, right? Does
that work? I don't think that's how it's going. But
so let's come back to the topic at hand. So we know 1 through 9 should be in over Notre Dame. Well, Alabama's in, whether they should be or not. The other 8 should be. So there's 9 of your 12 spots. It's not the 4 Power Conference champs and the highest-rated G5 champ till next year, right, Jake?
Yeah.
It's the top 5 highest-rated conference champs, regardless of conference affiliation. So we have the Big Ten champion. We have the SEC champion. We have the Big 12 champion. Big Ten, Big 12, SEC. We need 2 more. As we mentioned, Duke is nowhere near this conversation, despite Jake thinking they're a powerhouse. Sorry, Jake. Random shot for no reason. So you've got to go with the 2 highest-rated G5 teams. That's Tulane. Since my screen won't roll down, I know they're somewhere in the top 20.
They're 20th, yeah.
20th, okay. And James Madison, 23rd.
24th.
24th.
One spot behind Iowa.
So they're in. So there's 11. So then it comes down to Miami and Notre Dame. Who won? When they played, who won?
Miami.
Does it matter that it was 4 years ago that they played?
I don't think so. It was this year.
Well, if it was 4 years ago, that would matter. But it was the second game of the year. Does it matter that Notre Dame looks like the better team and Miami's 2 losses are pretty bad? Does that matter? They're the same record and they played head-to-head.
Yeah.
The fact is Notre – because people are like, you don't think Notre Dame's one of the 10 best teams? Yes, I do. But under this format, they get left out and the committee got it right. Change the format. That's what I'm getting at. And I'm not advocating for more teams, to be clear. I actually like the fact, just make it so two G5 teams can't get in. Like, it's not rocket science. Like, James Madison is going to play Oregon. They're a 3-touchdown underdog. I love Cinderella. I'm cool with Tulane and Ole Miss. That's the Cinderella. We don't need 2 Cinderellas. You have 2 Cinderellas, it devalues 1 Cinderella. Notre Dame and Oregon, I don't know if that would have been the matchup, but just think if that was the matchup. Oh, no, they're one of the best teams. They should be in. The format stinks. You don't have to add a million teams to do so. Because right now we have something that matters to people. It's of value to people, which is why they're mad that they aren't getting in. If you keep just letting everybody in, it becomes less valuable. Maintain the value, just fix the format. Make sense?
I like it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a glorious Monday. Jake's smiling because we're actually ending on time, so I feel like I should keep talking.
No.
Have a glorious Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. Go big. You're genuinely annoyed. And always remember to throw the bone.